If so, then you'll love the food at Pho Saigon Cafe. Pho Saigon Cafe features a full line of Vietnamese dishes ranging from noodle soups, noodle bowls, rice plates, to exclusive house specials. For fans of the most recognizable Vietnamese dish, the famous Vietnamese beef noodle soup, or pho, then you'll have to try Pho Saigon's famous pho. Unlike other pho places that use powder seasonings to flavor their pho broth, Pho Saigon uses real bone stock, beef, and seasonings from scratch to give their pho a naturally delicious taste that you can't find anywhere else. Be sure to visit Pho Saigon Cafe today at 8610 North Lamar, just north of 183 North, and taste why the food at Pho Saigon is deliciously unforgettable.
Ever go to class in a coffee shop? Or in your pajamas? At Dallas Telecollege, anywhere you can connect to the internet can become your classroom. Through the Dallas County Community Colleges, Dallas Telecollege has developed into an education source for busy professionals, parents, or anyone whose schedule prevents them from attending traditional college courses. Log on today and learn more about the online campus at Dallas Telecollege and how your college credits can be transferred, how you can complete your coursework when it fits your schedule, how 30 years distance learning experience makes DCCD's online campus the perfect place to continue your education. Visit the website now at telecollege.dccd.com. That's telecollege.dccd.edu. You can also get more information from 972-269-6400. That's 972-269-6400. Everything you need virtually.
What up, Mormons?
Hello, everybody.
Sweet. We have a special guest today. My BFF for life, Lisa Anderson.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, that was sweet.
My last name's Anderson, too.
Yeah.
Your family.
Might be related.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Her married name is Anderson.
Oh.
She's a Pew. She's a Pepe Le Pew.
Cheater.
So, yeah. Today, we're going to talk about Easter, because it's coming up, and it's one of my favorite holidays, not only for the chocolate bunnies.
Oh, no, no, no. The Cadbury eggs,
dude,
are the best.
Oh, my gosh. I love Cadbury eggs, yes, so much. And I went to H-E-B to get some, to the H-E-B on Far West, and they only had the caramel Cadburys.
Really?
They didn't have the normal
the
Cadburys.
Ones?
Yeah, and so my moment of weakness passed. And I was like, oh, well. And then I went back a week later, and I'm like, ooh, Cadbury eggs, Cadbury eggs, Cadbury eggs. I'm going to get them, get them. And I go down the aisle, nothing.
Oh, no.
They only have caramel ones, man.
You know how Walmart prepares things, like, a month in advance, and they have that one aisle that's just, like, dedicated to candy and stuff? Yeah.
Ooh,
I walked down that, like, the first week that they had it up, and I bought, like, four boxes of Cadbury eggs.
Sweet.
But I still have some left. So that's
excellent.
Good.
That is good. That's real good.
A lot of patience on my part. I love Cadbury eggs.
Yeah, they're so good. And you like can like lick out the middle, yeah. And then when you get to the little
yellow center.
We should just
dedicate the rest of our show to talking about why Cadbury eggs are so good.
Cadbury eggs are awesome. Another reason Cadbury eggs are so awesome, because Easter celebrates Christ.
Yes.
Cadbury eggs affiliated with Easter, Easter affiliated with Christ, Christ radical.
Yeah.
It works.
What's your favorite Easter candy, Lisa?
My favorite Easter candy? Yikes, that's changed. They
Reese's
do have
peanut
the
butter eggs.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I got it.
That would have to be the one. Although the new caramel kisses are pretty darn fab.
I've never had them.
Don't have them.
They're good.
They are.
They're really addicting because they're so tiny.
Yeah, so you're like, oh, I only ate just one.
Exactly.
You know,
that's how they get you.
The Mormon girls love the chocolate.
Just in case you want to know, you can bring them on up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you want to impress any of us hot ladies, feel free. Feel free.
Yeah.
Cadbury eggs, doorstep. Like, I'll be home at like 8:30 probably.
But just don't give out your address on the air. That's
I'm not going to give out my address. If you know where I live, bring me some.
Yeah.
If your name's Kevin Christensen, you can bring me some too.
Ooh. Do I sense some kind of underlying message in that?
No, I have a crush on him and he doesn't like me.
This message brought to you by Match.com.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly, MormonMatch.com.
Yeah. I have a mini crush on
he's
the,
a good guy.
On the Mr. Christensen, but he doesn't like me. He doesn't feel me at all.
Aww.
I don't think. I mean, I don't know.
Guess we'll find out afterwards.
I know, right? We'll call. But
anyway,
Easter. Yeah. And before we get into Easter, did you? Okay, I asked you this out in the hall earlier, but you know our listening audience wasn't there, so let's recreate it. Did you happen to go to the Kevin Rollins talk last night?
No, I didn't, but I heard from a friend it was fabulous.
It was. It was really cool. And for those of you who don't know who Kevin Rollins is, he's the CEO and president of Dell, who also happens to be a member of the church.
Booyah!
Yeah. So he was talking about ethics, and as I was sitting there and writing notes and stuff, I couldn't help but notice that a lot of the underlying messages in their ethics program relates a lot to the gospel. Now, I'm sure, I guess I'm not saying our, you know, Mormon gospel as so much as just Christianity in general.
Right.
And it's just basically based off this love one another kind of thing. Like, stick up for yourself. If you see bad things going on, tell somebody about it. Don't just get walked upon. And it was just really interesting to hear his point of view. And he couldn't really touch bases on a lot of religious things just because he is the president. And so
right.
He doesn't want to seem like he's forcing his beliefs on anybody. But you could just tell that he was a really outstanding member and that he didn't really face the conflict of merging two worlds like business and religion because it just came naturally to him. Like,
that's
he is
great.
Really just an ethical person because of his religious beliefs. And he talked about that, too. And that's my cell phone ringing. I thought I turned it on silent. I'm sorry, guys. You can listen
Turn
to Take on Me. That's my ringtone.
He actually, Kevin Rollins, the CEO of Dell, as Anna said, actually donated tons of Dell stuff to the Institute. And the Institute is the educational building where we can take classes for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
And it's on 21st in San Antonio.
You don't even have
interested.
To be a member.
Yeah, you don't. You can just take religion classes. And there's also classes, if the Book of Mormon isn't your thing, it should be. But if it isn't, you can.
Bible.
There's classes on the Bible. Yeah, New Testament and Old Testament. Yeah. And
that's the one that Colleen and I are actually in on Wednesday nights.
We're in Tuesday
nights. Tuesday nights.
Yeah, we're in the
we're
New
here
Testament
Wednesday
class.
Night.
Yeah, we're here. It's true.
Might help if I
want you to know that
week.
I canceled a bishop's appointment to be here with you today.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I don't know why he wants to see me.
It
I'm kind of nervous,
so much.
Actually. I'm like, why do you want to see me?
I won't tell her why.
Me?
I know the secret.
Ooh.
Just kidding.
But anyway, so as we were saying, we want to talk about Easter. And I know that you all know that. And we're going to get to some music here in a little bit. But on the music break, think about Easter and what it means to you. And if you want to share it, you can give us a call at 495-5879. Again, that's 495-5879. 5879-495-KVRX, and Anna will let you know a little bit about the music we're going to be hearing over the break.
Yeah, this one is actually kind of a fun coincidence or bringing together of sorts. I got a call from a girl in our ward saying, will you give this girl a ride? She's visiting from town. So I go and I pick her up, take her to church, and we're talking, and she plays in a band, and really cool, kind of bluegrass, folk influence. And so this is kind of a first for us too, because most of the stuff we play is more alternative. But this band is called Sweet Mountain Music, and the girl I met is Marissa, and the other girl in the band is Stacy. I really like it. It's very
soothing.
Yeah,
I like it too. I heard it a little bit there.
Yeah, the first part of it was the music in these hills, but we'll play the one called Love Me in the Light. And this is a really pretty song, ladies. It's one of those songs that you want to remember.
Love Me in the Light?
Like, put it on like your wedding track or something. It's really pretty. It's really pretty. So let's cut to that.
Sweet.
Said too much, is it too much to ask? Some kind of love could ever last. Please love me through the night. Love me in the light.
Sorry.
Welcome.
Oh, yeah, we kind of got caught up in a little conversation
we were
there. Sorry.
About stuff.
That's called
Girls.
Moving to Utah.
Yeah, because apparently Utah's the place to go.
Well, bombastic. Yeah, no, it's not. It's not. But
depends on who you are, I guess.
It'd be cool
the mothership.
To work for the media of the church. It'd be cool.
Yeah, and then
we were actually talking
about
that earlier.
Ethics.
I'm trying to convince Colleen that that's where she needs to go.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mr. Boombast, very fantastic.
Okay, I have a little PSA for y'all. Our friends, stop it, Anna.
Okay, sorry.
The Mormons love the boombastic. Okay. Our friends at Metrics Training Incorporated here in Austin would like to take this special time out and remind the young people in our community to stay in school, get your education, and graduate. The technology in every job field gets more sophisticated each year, and getting a good job means learning every day. If you've dropped out of school, now's the time to return, or find out about the many programs that are available through adult education, technical schools, and other community programs. Remember, education is the gateway to a better life, and only you hold the key.
That was very inspiring.
I have another sentence, but I thought it needed an emotional beat.
Oh, okay, okay, continue.
This special community reminder was brought to you as a courtesy from Metrics Training Incorporated here in Austin, concerned with the future of the youth in our community. They're on the air because they care.
Hey, at least someone does.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jesus Christ does, too. It's true. Yeah, so that was a pretty good song. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
It's very pretty.
It's good. Yeah, so pretty much the whole reason to even have a church hinges on this act that we're celebrating this weekend. And that's Christ rising again and showing us that we can too. And I'm really grateful for that.
He is the great exemplar.
Yes. Yes. We were talking in a class about the reasons that Christ had to be baptized, and there's a lot of flack around that because you know, Christ was perfect. What did he need to have his sins washed away? The reason is he wouldn't have been perfect if he hadn't got baptized, because being baptized is a commandment and he would have been following a commandment. And I thought that was really interesting. And it has to do with what Anna said about the great exemplar is he got baptized so we could see that if we wanted to be like Christ, we need to get baptized as well. And it doesn't have to do with Easter, but I just thought I'd mention it.
Well, sure it does, because it set the pattern so that when he rises again, we can follow too, just like that.
Exactly.
We follow every step.
Yeah.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah, I really like Easter too, just because, there's a lot of symbolism, I guess, too. When you think of resurrection, you think of rising again and stuff, and it's springtime. So all the flowers are blooming and the sun is out.
Everyone's
and it's just like,
in love.
Exactly. It's just like an awakening of happy spiritual thoughts.
Yeah.
For me, it is. I love the springtime. And not just because of my birthday.
I feel so strong when I'm laying like in the sun or something. I know that's so weird, but like when I'm like, and it's a sunny, beautiful day, I'm just like, God loves me so much.
Yeah. You can't help but just be happy.
Great.
And
great.
Everything happens, you know, for a reason. So it was meant to happen during this time.
Right.
And it's a pretty
cool thing.
I agree.
Right on the cusp of, you know, the spring, what is it? Spring solstice?
Equinox. Solstice.
Spring equinox. Anyway.
You know, I just shake my head.
Yes, it is. I was thinking the other day about how Christ is so much the center of the world. And like, he's the basis of our time. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. Like,
you know, actually,
AD all hinges around his life.
I heard that, this was like a year or two ago, but there was this big movement by a bunch of atheists or science-based people, whichever you would prefer, that wanted to get rid of the AC or the AD and the BC. They wanted to call it something else. I don't remember what it was called, but that's what they wanted to do.
Really?
Yeah, kind of like taking out the whole "In God We Trust."
Mm-hmm.
That kind of made me mad.
In God We Trust and the Pledge of Allegiance and a whole bunch of stuff. That's true.
It's sad.
It is sad.
I mean, even if you don't believe in Christ, I mean, some people, you just really cannot refuse the existence of him. Like, people will debate it, but there's proof. There's actual documents, there's proof, and it's like, even if you don't believe in him, hey, he was here, he did his job, people were affected.
Yeah, it's interesting, like, people trying to take God out of our politics, which I definitely agree that church and state should not be intermingled at all, and this is not a political show, but I don't necessarily agree with the way our country's moving right now, but the thing is our country, whether you believe in God or not, our country was founded because people wanted religious freedom.
Yeah.
The entire basis of our country is based on people wanting to come to God.
I think that's the beauty of this country and this time is that we can remember that we have those freedoms and those abilities, even if we have separate beliefs, just to respect others. And
right.
I think that's one of the greatest strengths that we could necessarily have that sometimes I think we forget to exercise.
Yeah. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Take care of... I don't ever know what that says. Wow!
I knew that would get you. I knew that would get you. I was like, that could make Colleen sing some more.
And I won.
It doesn't take much, Anna, if you have not figured out.
I know.
All you need is a little karaoke revolution.
Sweet.
Oh, I played that game one time.
It's good stuff.
It is. It's kind of intimidating, though.
You know what I think we should have? Okay, you guys, I'm going to plan this activity for the church, and if you're interested in learning more about the church, you can come. I'm going to plan it, and it's going to happen. Aren't you on the activities committee?
I am.
Okay, here's the activity. Here's the activity I want.
Okay.
You name it, we'll do it. Karaoke, primary songs, and church songs, and, like, those cheesy, like... whatever church song.
Jericho Road.
Hey, Colleen, just in case you want to know, I have like four of those already.
Yeah,
so
see? Already.
I'll hook you up.
We have a karaoke.
Awesome.
People could get up there and karaoke. But we can play any
I have
slow
the one from Sons of Provo.
Yeah.
All right.
Sons of Provo.
I have the karaoke
love
tracks.
Love that movie.
Oh, man.
I've never seen
funny
it.
Funny movie.
Okay. Yeah.
We should. I think
right?
I don't think they have anything planned for one of the months this summer.
See?
So I'll bring it up.
That is a summer activity. That could be quite exciting.
It is.
Well, we got like 5 minutes left. We have a giveaway.
Oh, we do have a giveaway. Gosh, we talk about random stuff today.
But it was
a fun show. I mean, if I was just listening on the radio, I would totally stay listening.
Yeah. And if there's one thing you guys should walk away with tonight, it should be...
tickets.
Tickets. And that Jesus is the Christ. And that he was resurrected, so we can be resurrected, and that he is an awesome, awesome
guy. That Easter's not only chocolate, even though the chocolate is good.
Yes.
But if you want to come to a service of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I am actually the music coordinator at our particular congregation, and we have a wonderful program on Sunday, and you can come. It starts at 2:30. And it's on Rutherford Lane, and you can look it up at lds.org, and you should come. There's going to be beautifulness happening.
Are you guys on the
air
now?
Yeah.
So the giveaway tonight we will do for Friday, and this is one, you guys, seriously, we better get some callers, because if you don't call in for these tickets, I'm going to be so mad.
Anna was definitely talking about her lack of...
Because I'm leaving this weekend, or otherwise I'd be at this show. This is May and Cruiserweight, which Cruiserweight is a local Austin band. Some people call in.
And May is awesome.
And May, gorgeous. Love them. So, yeah, Friday night, outside early show, 5 o'clock, Emos. If you want those tickets, call in.
Sweet. All right. Well, we love you. And celebrate Easter. If you want to come out, come out. Because it's going to be good stuff. And thank you, Lisa, for being here.
Of course.
And thank you, Anna, for being here.
Oh, no need to thank me.
I love you.
Don't forget that even if you don't have a belief in Christ, you can still celebrate by enjoying the world.
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. We love you. Bye.
Have a good night.